Super Bowl Sunday, pretty much an American holiday. Atlanta and New England are facing off Sunday in Houston for the NFL title. It's usually an excuse for fans and more fans to flood into the host city and party in the streets. NPR's Tom Goldman wondered if that'll hold true this year, when we've seen a lot more people speaking out on politics and marching in the streets.
Hey, Christians, don't you see? Jesus was a refugee.
Last weekend, before the party really started, the anti-Trump protests about immigration that swept the country, they hit Houston as well. Marchers showed up at Discovery Green, the 12-acre downtown Houston park that's hosting a massive Super Bowl fan festival. But by last night, the Super Bowl bubble, separating the world's problems from football and fun, had enveloped the park. Hundreds of people strolled the green, and there were no political signs, shirts, or hats in sight. Just a lot of Patriots and Falcons jerseys, and lots of Houston Texans gear, too. The Super Bowl has been a welcome distraction this year, although there have been attempts to pierce the bubble.
Did Trump call you?
I'm joking. Don't answer that question.
Not you.
That was former New England Patriots linebacker Willie McGinnist, now working for the NFL Network, asking Patriots quarterback Tom Brady this week about Brady's friendship with President Trump. And that was Tom Brady not answering. Brady has repeatedly deflected the question in Houston. The Patriots are expert at not saying anything controversial. And really, there wasn't much talk about the president at all inside the bubble.
Nobody here is reading the paper about the latest Trump move, okay? We're reading the sports section. And so it's a respite for a week.
But legendary sports agent Lee Steinberg says while heads are buried in the sports pages, they are not, figuratively speaking, buried in the sand.
There are more charitable role modeling events going on this week that have the potential to be real change.
Steinberg insists the real world, minus the political discord, is alive and well at the Super Bowl, and it'll be a big part of his 30th annual Super Bowl party tomorrow. Politicians, Republicans and Democrats, entertainers, athletes, coaches, NFL owners, they'll all mingle during the afternoon event and learn about charities for abandoned kids who go into foster care, for environmental causes, for the fight against domestic violence. There'll be a workshop on football-related concussions.
The only reason that I'm happy about publicizing it is because there's so much negative news.
There will be a reminder of that as well this weekend. An anti-Trump march tomorrow downtown, and then Super Bowl Sunday, a demonstration at NRG Stadium, site of the game. Organizer Gina Magana says it's nothing against the Super Bowl.
I think we're just taking advantage of the people coming together and being able to spread that message far and wide as far as we can spread it.
As she spoke, you could see and hear the fireworks coming from Discovery Green a couple of miles away. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Houston.